Yeah, we found it difficult to, first of all, try and get the players in we wanted to. Obviously, it took us a while to try and secure the services of players that we've been used to working with. I think that the idea of coming in and changing the whole squad wasn't because the squad wasn't good enough, albeit they had 8 points from 20-odd games, but it was more of a case of the players know how me and Adam, my assistant, work. And it was really a case of coming in and trying to pick up as many points as possible. And some of the boys we brought in aren't necessarily fit. They are 2 months down the line, probably the fittest they've been. So I think we're getting a lot nearer to kind of the squad that we wanted had we had the job maybe at the start of the season or a few months earlier.
That said, though, you've won more games here in charge than the previous managers did.
Yeah, like I said, they had 8 points, but it was a difficult job for them. I always believe in non-league football. It's not necessarily experienced managers that kind of can pick up the most points. I think it's the managers with lots of contacts, whether it be managers from other teams or players themselves that they've played with and played against. So I think we're happy that we've won more games, but I think we could have picked up more points based on the performances we've put in over the last probably month or so.
Talking about performances, last time out against Folkestone, you must be absolutely gutted that you were effectively just seconds away from a 2-1 victory.
I said to my assistant Adam that there was 3 minutes of added time, and I remember saying to him we had a free kick in their corner. And I said if we can get something else here, maybe a throw in or a corner, I fancy us to see it out. Unfortunately, it was just a luck of the bounce that ended up giving them a little break. And then I think it was David Graves who cleared it against one of our own players. And they've had a tap in from about 2 yards. And I felt for the boys just because of the work rate they put in over the course of the 90 minutes. Some may say it was a little bit negative for me to end up with five at the back and four in midfield, but we felt they were causing us a few problems down in the, on the left and the right, getting in behind the fullback. So we decided just to allow Howard at right back and Dominic Ogan just to give themselves a little bit of space to go and press rather than have to sit in and face yet another run from a winger. But yeah, gutted is the word. But listen, we've got games now. We've got Tooting next week, and I'm looking around the table. The teams aren't winning around us. Brilliant performance against Folkestone, and not being able to show the 3 points at the end. But lots of positives to take.
Going forward, that must give you tremendous confidence, not necessarily yourself, but also in the dressing room, that you can hold runaway leaders, Folkestone, to a draw.
Yeah, definitely. I've said to the boys afterwards, and you've got a few heads that are bowed and disappointed, but I've said, if you take the positives away from it, what have we learned over the last 2 months is that we're able to make it difficult for teams that come and try and press us and create chances. And I don't think on Saturday Folkestone created a chance. They had the one in the first half, which is a bit of poor defending from us with a long ball over the top. Apart from that, like you say, a high-flying Folkestone, they haven't created a real decent chance against us. And that's testament to the boys, that their attitude towards it, we do in training. And just really giving them the positives now to build their confidence and understand that sometimes you take a point, even though I know we're ahead for a long time, but we'll take the point. We would have taken the point before the game. We go to Tooting next week, who are doing really well. So yeah, we have to just carry on going to pick up points.
You mentioned Tooting your next game. Of course, a team you managed before you were appointed here in Chipstead.
Yeah, listen, I've got a lot of friends still there in terms of supporters and people that still look out for the Chipstead results and trying to help out the club as well, which is brilliant. All of the players now I think have gone, but I'm looking forward to going back there just to because they gave me a first chance in management, and had they not, then I wouldn't be sitting here as Chipstead manager talking to you. So I think a lot to thank them for giving me the footing. And then now just to go back, see a few people and hopefully take a few points off them.
We've got about a third of the season to go, battling against relegation to the Combined Counties League. Can you keep up?
Definitely. I've always remained positive. I've always said to the boys, if we can win 10 games, I think when we first came, I think I said 12 actually. In my head, it was always 10. If I felt if we could win 10 games, set a bar a little bit higher, so if the players fall short, you're still within the grasp, the points. But yeah, I think we've got enough on the pitch to get pick up points. And like I say, the teams around us aren't doing it at the moment. If we carry on picking up points, it puts pressure on them. And I always fancy us now.